January 18th, 2017. In Another Universe 2. Live from Washington, D.C., I'm Poetic Desires. President-elect Clinton and her aides continue to lay out their agenda plans for their incoming administration's first 100 days. Commerce Secretary Elizabeth Warren, in a press conference following the Senate's vote to confirm their former colleague, announced plans to greatly expand the United States' use of solar energy. Using the tagline, All 50 in 10, Secretary Warren briefly explained a proposal to equip every roof in the U.S. with solar panels within the next 10 years. The push was billed as both a jobs program to aid in manufacturing losses and a clean energy crusade to pull the country further away from fossil fuels. Objections from the coal and natural gas industries have been swift, with Rex Tillerson, CEO of ExxonMobil, calling the plan pie-in-the-sky politics. Two more key hearings for Mrs. Clinton's cabinet have been set: Attorney General nominee Senator Amy Klobuchar and HUD nominee Senator Cory Booker are due to face their colleagues on Monday. With the now even split of the Senate and soon-to-be Vice President Kaine as the deciding vote, both are expected to be confirmed, though grilling in their respective sessions is still likely. Current President Obama has announced his plan for a thank-you tour to start in the summer of this year. The outgoing president, in an exclusive interview with BBC News, communicated his heartfelt gratitude for his time in office and his wish to continue working towards a more perfect union even as he fades back into a simpler life. Mr. Obama floated ideas for his next 4 years as a citizen, including possibly teaching or writing a book. As the reader-in-chief, Mr. Obama was lauded for his patronage of local D.C. bookstores. This is NPR News. If only.